Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Let's get it.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6 o'clock, Tuesday, May 28th. How you doing? Pretty Molly, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello there.
Morning, Nala.
Morning.
Oh, man, I tell you, just came into work not long ago. Nala drives like she is an F1 driver.
Does she?
Oh, my Nala. Gosh. She was zooming around the lanes. No indicator going around that roundabout, Nala.
What?
Yeah. Me? Yeah, you like riding. I took an Uber to work today. I just see this car like, woo! And I'm like, who is that? And then I realized, oh, that's actually Nala. Then she came around this roundabout like
Nala.
Just...
No,
slow it down.
You've seen me drive.
Yeah. I know how. So exactly. She drives one hand like at the bottom of the steering wheel, legs open, just cruising. That's how she drives. That is.
What, like something from a Tupac video?
Yeah. She's like gangster when she drives, Nala.
Watch out.
It's all those F1 drivers that she's following and watching.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Good morning. As
Hi.
I said, sun's coming up across the UAE. Another beautiful day. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got the gossip coming up real soon as well.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, is that fight going to still happen?
Yeah, like I've woken up to that. What's happening here?
I'll give you all the details.
It better be happening. I'm excited for this one. It was going live on Netflix as well. Netflix would be devastated.
Yep.
I know that King Ryan messaged Jake and said something like, Ryan Garcia, that is. If it's not happening, I'll do it. But let's see what's going on. We do have a guest in the studio. Reese Calden's going to be joining us. Young kid, about 20 years old, had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't it like a heart problem?
It was a heart problem, but it was a really weird thing. I know the kid.
Yeah.
I met him when he was like maybe, I think, 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
And we've always kept in contact.
Mm.
And he wants to come on and just tell the UAE
story?
Something. Yeah. But he's also an artist, and I'll play a bit of his music for him as well.
Cool.
I'll surprise him this morning. The pop quiz coming up. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours at 7:10. Your chance to win with a Samsung brand new phone. And we're talking red flags again here on the Chris Fade Show. So it's all happening. Are we good to go?
Let's
yeah.
do it.
All right. So we've got tickets to kick off with this Firebomb Festival.
The Water Bomb Festival.
Water Bomb.
The Water Bomb Festival. 4 weekend passes. 4 Water Bomb. It's happening June 7th and 8th at the waterfront of Dubai Festival City. Imagine the biggest water fight and a concert all at the same time. It's the coolest thing ever.
I want to get there. DJ Snake performing. Our very own Danny Neville performing. A bunch of K-pop stars are performing.
Yeah.
So if you want a couple of tickets, we'll give you 4. You got to call us and you got to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio.
Platinum list on that, by the way, has your ticket.
All right. 0487155444. Call me right now. We'll get you on the show. Help us choose the song as well. All right. Let's go. Cool.
Yes.
Pick my hits.
All right. Yeah. So the Water Bomb Festival, we are giving you the chance to win right now.
We have 4 weekend passes for you. This is June 7th and 8th at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. Everyone's going to get drenched and everyone's going to have a great time at this concert.
You've got to be over the age of 21,
yes.
Is that right?
It is 21 and over. You can get your tickets at platinumlist.net. We've got your tickets to win all day, but it's a K-pop festival as well. You've got Jesse, CL, Simon Dominic, PH1, so many major
artists.
These
are some K-pop stars, these guys?
Yeah.
All right, Maria's on. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm so glad to be with you, and
I'm very
happy after the accident.
I mean, we're so glad we got you on. Hey, by the way, you've got 4 tickets to the Water Bomb Festival. Congratulations, they're all yours. All right, at Dubai Festival City.
Thank
Happy. All right, now listen, you got to help us choose the next song, Maria, that gets played on Virgin Radio. You're going to hear four options. You're going to hear one from Nala, one from Pretty, one from Rossi, and one from me. And then you decide which one gets played, okay? So here we go. Nala, what do you want to hear this morning?
I want to hear...
Oh, sorry, Nala, go ahead.
Thank you. So I know you love this song. It's Promiscuous, Nelly Furtado. Promiscuous girl, whatever you are.
What would you like, Pretty, after winning yesterday?
I've been feeling really bad for her lately, so let's play a classic. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe,
Rossi.
We need some energy this morning. Let's go with Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
And Maria, I want the song Maria Maria. It's a song for you, I guess. Maria Maria Maria. Maria, what song would you like? What song would you like?
Of course, all of you guys are very good. You have a good choice in songs. But, of course, I love to hear my name on the radio.
Yes!
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Oh. Yes. Of course, Maria, tremendous name, amazing human being. And thanks for joining us. And well done. Go enjoy that Water Bomb Festival happening this weekend, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you. Aww. Good morning to everyone.
Yeah. It's Virgin Radio Santana. Maria Maria on the Chris Fade Show. GMB product. Getaway blues from the refugee. Oh, Maria Maria. She remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem. It's Maria Maria Santana, product GMV. It's Maria Maria live on Virgin Radio 104.4. I get a point. Puts me, I think,
yes.
2 points ahead now.
Yeah, you're on 15. I'm on 13. Nala's on 6. Rossi's on 5.
Tell me if you're going to call tomorrow, whatever your name is, and I'll find a song associated with your name, people. I will. I truly will.
Cheater.
Gossip coming up next.
I'm so sorry, Nala. Travis Kelce got booed.
Oh.
By his team players, the fans?
No, he was somewhere, and the entire arena decided to boo him.
And we'll find out what's going on. Travis Kelce, if you don't know, is Taylor Swift, his partner. They're still together. If you don't know who Taylor Swift is a singer. She's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a singer-songwriter is, they produce songs. What's a song? A song is a bunch of chords that are put together to make music. Don't know what music is. Music is a...
Keep going. I just want to keep.
Yeah,
keep
let's
going.
See how far you can
I
go.
I want to go. I want to see how far you go.
Music is sound waves that we as humans can hear, and sometimes it can make us feel good. What is good? Good's a feeling. What's a feeling? A feeling is of a.
What up?
Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Goss now, Pretty. What have you got?
Jimmy Kimmel's 7-year-old son. He's gone through his third and hopefully final open heart surgery.
Oh, the bubba.
Yeah, Jimmy shared the news on Instagram. So basically, Jimmy and his wife Molly have been sharing updates about their son since 2017. He was born with heart defects, and he had to go into emergency surgery. So
scary.
Done his third one. And
so
yeah.
Scary. Like you have a little bubba, and he's got a little heart issue.
Yeah. Seven
surgeries.
Old. Yeah. It's the third one by seven. So well done to him. He's recovering fine, which is good news. Sean Kingston's mom is now out of jail.
Why'd
you have to go? But Sean is still in jail. So this is what happened. Last week on Thursday, Sean Kingston's home was raided. There was an arrest warrant out for his mom, Janice, and Sean. Sean was not at his home at the time. He was in California. He was doing a show. He was then arrested after his show. Why were they arrested? They've been arrested for fraud and theft. Police say that Sean and his mom have stolen almost $500,000 in jewelry, more than $200,000 from a bank, $160,000 from a car dealer, $100,000 from another bank, and up to $86,000 for a customized bed. So they basically defrauded people or taken money from people or products from people and basically not paid. And they've been doing this for years.
How do you take money from a bank?
I have no idea. Maybe they've defaulted on a loan.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, something like that. So they've been doing this systematically for years and years and years. So his mom posted bail and is out. Sean is hopefully this week going to be extradited from the state of California and placed in a jail in Florida where he can use
knives.
How crazy is that?
So he's basically using his fame to get stuff for free.
Correct.
Or says, hey, yeah, give it to me and I'll pay you guys, but then never pays.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's been going on for years.
That's
so
horrible. Watch out for that, Ross, okay?
I will do, yeah.
All right, mate, just be careful.
Stop it, Chris. All right. Okay, Travis Kelce was courtside for Sunday's NBA playoff game in Dallas to watch the Mavericks take on the Timberwolves.
Got the Mavs.
So he was... Is that who you're supporting now?
Yeah. Yeah, my team. Yeah, they're my team right now.
Okay, so he was sitting courtside along with his teammate, Patrick Mahomes, their NFL players, right? Patrick Mahomes and Patrick's wife. So, everyone has to listen to this and decide. There's a division. Did he get booed or not? The first part of it is apparently the booing, and then the camera panned to his teammate Patrick, and then everyone started cheering.
People love Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, people hate him now because he's
Travis.
Yeah, he's associated. He's associated with Taylor Swift.
Okay. So have a listen and decide, was he booed or not?
That's not the real audio. I was just playing my own one, just having a bit of fun. Now here's the real one.
And then cheering for Patrick.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was no Kim Kardashian at the roast of Tom Brady where she was getting...
Which had to be edited out.
Right.
And finally, Mike Tyson, he suffered a medical emergency during a flight from Miami to L.A. So his rep told Page Six, this is what happened. Apparently, 30 minutes before landing, he became nauseous and dizzy. Medical experts had to come and take a look at him. Apparently, he recovered shortly after. There was then a rumor going around that the health scare means that he would not be able to fight Jake Paul on July 20th. But Jake took to X to say nothing has changed. Everything is still on.
Oh.
Tyson's fine. So July 20th, it's going to happen in Texas live on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean... Yeah. Mike Tyson, renowned for taking illegal substances, illegal here, legal in other places.
Right.
I wonder if he just got on the flight and took too much. And
he said nauseous and dizzy. So he said because of an ulcer flare-up. Is that a thing?
An ulcer flare-up?
Just have an ulcer in his stomach or something.
Interesting. I mean, the guy's like 57, and he's fighting Jake Paul in mid-20s. And it is a lose-lose situation for Jake Paul.
You think so?
Well... Jake Paul, let's say, wins and knocks him out. You knocked out an old man.
Yeah, true.
Right? Everyone's going to look at you and like, yeah, good on you, mate. You knocked out a 57-year-old guy. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Mike Tyson knocks him out. Oh, you got knocked out by an old guy. Like, there's no win for Jake here.
So why do you think he's doing it?
Money and fame. Yeah. I mean, this was setting. I mean, he's probably already set up for life anyway. But he's just, you know, take
a
the
big
money.
Payday.
Yeah, he'll keep fighting. He'll. They're smart boys.
They are.
Logan the other end. Logan over the weekend was in Saudi Arabia, like being the king of the ring or something in the WWE. Like, these guys know what they're doing.
I think he did the best move, Logan, going into WWE. It changed his
And he's so good.
Like,
have you seen what he can do?
Yeah,
jumping out the ring and
stuff
like that.
There was a photo of him. Yeah. It's, I swear, he's like elevated about 20 meters in the ground and he lands. I don't know how they do this, but yeah. Love him or hate him, the Paul brothers are going to be here. We'll be talking about them in 15 years. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home front.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Well, you know, on a Tuesday, he actually hosts a pub quiz, and he likes to test out the questions on us.
Yes.
I'll use these questions later on as well, so if you fancy coming down to Brew House in the City Max Hotel in Business Bay, please do.
I mean, I don't know how they get these mentions on the radio every week. They don't advertise.
They do, actually.
Where?
It's through a Landmark Group. They own it, so they spend a lot of money on the station.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I'm
going to do a full investigation.
Question.
Moving on.
You're going to do a full investigation?
Investigation.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. I'll do one on you then.
Please do. Anytime. I'm clean. I get audited here. They audit me.
Do they?
Yeah, the company audits me. Make sure I'm not doing anything like dodgy or... you know, below the sheets. Is that a saying? Below the sheets?
No.
No, that's not a saying.
Definitely not.
Like under the sheets, you know, like under,
under the table.
Under the table.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was some type of furniture. I just couldn't pick it.
But I don't understand, like, people who do stuff under the table. Like, you can get fired.
Many people do it.
Okay, I'm ready for question number one.
All right, so there's trivia questions. Nala, Pretty, and I up against each other. The Quizmaster, Rossi, will ask them. Go ahead.
Okay, highest score out of 5 wins. Get a team name written down there. Here we go. Repeat after me. Question number one.
Question number one.
Which instrument has got 47 strings and 7 pedals? What instrument has got 47 strings and 7 pedals?
Got it. I'm a musician, you see. I've had a couple of number one hits on iTunes.
Right. Chris has had dealings with people who play this instrument.
So I've given away clues.
Oh!
It's the only reason he knows.
So you gave away another clue. Why would you do that? I had that question right.
Because I want you to lose.
She's the most competitive on the show, Pretty. You know that.
Yeah, but she doesn't show it, which is why I want her to win.
She doesn't show it.
You're just
She's annoying. Under the covers.
Under the table.
Table.
Under the table.
Question number two.
Question number two.
What is the capital city of Brazil? Capital city of Brazil. What is it, mate?
Mike.
That is question number two.
I don't know how to say the last name.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Will Smith played the character Oscar in which 2004 animated comedy movie? Played the character Oscar in which 2004 animated comedy movie?
Nebata.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Nebata.
No idea. Next.
Clue? Is there a song? Is it a musical?
Yeah, there's a song that features in it. Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Can you feel the world?
And the car wash. Whoa, 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 whoa. Car wash, yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm a little baby girl. Car wash.
Fat Albert.
Oh, I used to watch that.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Fat Albert.
If Chris gets this next one wrong,
I'm going to sing a song for you.
Yeah. He needs to hang his head in shame. Question number four.
Question number four.
What type of tree is pictured on the Lebanese flag? What type of tree is pictured on the Lebanese flag?
Bonsai.
I'll let you write Arabic.
Write bonsai, guys.
But like, write it in English, but it sounds Arabic phonetically, if you get at me. Question number five.
Question number five.
I've done this one before, so I hope you remember.
Oh, no.
How many sides does a stop sign have?
Hold on, what?
How many sides... does a stop sign have?
I don't
know. Well done.
Octagon.
Okay, that's pretty.
How many sides does a stop sign have?
Nala, time's up. I know. Please, finish.
Take
come on.
Like a year.
Jeez.
Okay. What's that?
Why are you
what
sleeping?
Did you write for number four?
Wake me up when this game's over.
Why don't you like the pub quiz?
I really want to get under the sheets right now.
You never are excited about the pub quiz as much as Nala and I are. We love it.
Don't you all wish you could just get in your bed right now and snuggle with the AC on and the lights off?
Yes.
Hey, Siri.
I'll check now. Hold on.
What are you asking Siri for?
How do you say cedar tree in Arabic?
Oh, man, I messed that up.
What did you write?
In Arabic, cedar tree is shajara al-aruz.
Yeah, it is.
Aruz.
Yeah.
Riz, rice.
I'm going to give you that.
It is.
I'm going to give you that, Nala.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel sorry for you. Okay.
How rude.
What?
And what is he? Oh, it's all right. Just relax.
No, because this is your scores. Okay.
Guys, it's really chaotic and not great radio right now. Everyone just concentrate. Give Rossi the time to get the answer.
It's only chaotic because you're not involved.
Yeah. Everyone else is fine.
Question.
Not the people listening to this show.
Question number one. The instrument that has 47 strings and 7 pedals. Harp.
Yep.
Yay. Well done. Capital city of Brazil. What did you put, Nala?
I put Rio, but it's not.
Brasilia. Yeah.
Yay.
Number three, Will Smith played Oscar in A Shark's Tale. No one got that one.
No idea.
Didn't get that.
The tree on a Lebanese flag, cedar tree.
Don't know that.
Well done, Chris. You got that.
And me.
And Nala.
And Nala got it as well. And the stop sign has 8 sides.
Oh, I wrote 6.
It's an octagon.
Oh, I thought it was a hexagon.
Who won?
Chris Fade won.
Great game.
What did you
write? I won, guys.
My stomach hurts. You got 2, and I want Chipotle on 2.
And who won?
Chris won. Well done, mate.
What's the team name?
Chris Fade.
No, what's the team name?
It says here, Chris Fade.
Don't break the rules.
What is it?
I'm holding up to the camera. It says Chris Fade.
Don't break the rules. Do it right way. What's my team name?
I love you, sir, Chris Fade.
Oh, no, what's my team name?
Just said.
What?
I love you, sir, Chris Fade.
Thanks, Ross. I love you too, man.
It's Virgin Radio. I'm not doing this anymore. No respect.
Okay.
You're terrible.
Don't forget, if you're doing that quiz, if you want to come down and do my quiz tonight, you can.
Nah.
Brewhouse.
No.
What did you... I supported you.
I feel like
you.
He should be banned from the pub quiz from now on.
Who? Rossi? He's
you!
You're annoying.
I supported you with cancel the other week, I remember.
Yep.
So I'm waiting for you to come to my pub quiz.
Shingen! Hi, Shingen. Good morning. Welcome to Virgin Radio.
Yeah, it's Shingen. Hi, how are you?
All right. Sorry, what's your name?
Shingen.
Sorry, Shingen. Yeah. Chris is...
Sorry, Shingen.
He's not the brightest. I apologize.
What's up, Shingen?
No problem. I'm good. How are you? How are you, guys?
I won the pub quiz. I'm pretty happy. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, that's what I just said. You are just like the toppers in which we face in our school, that they will keep on saying that I hate studying, I hate exams, and you come up to be in the rank one.
Yeah.
Like I quoted to you to be the Phunsuk Wangdu.
Who's Phunsuk Wangdu?
He's the Lebanese Phunsuk Wangdu. He is.
Who is Phunsuk?
Let's just not
Phunsuk Wangdu.
Let's not tell Chris who Phunsuk Wangdu is.
He's like a genius.
Won't tell you.
Do you know who Phunsuk Wangdu is?
Only Desi's will know.
It sounds like he's like the Indian version of Albert Einstein. Is that a good guess?
Let's just not tell him.
Hey, Siri,
I want to know.
It's a movie in 3D.
Yeah, it's from a movie.
Oh. Hey Siri, who is Phunsuk Wangdu?
The way he says it.
I don't think it's going to come up.
Abdul.
I'm just happy that I made Chris engage for a moment.
Thank you. You're funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Hey, Abdul, do you know who Phunsuk Wangdu is?
Aapne 3 Idiots dekhi hai movie.
No, he didn't see the movie. Abdul is working with us. He hasn't seen it. All right, Shingen. See you later, mate.
Shingen.
No, he wants to make fun of me. I'm going to make fun of him.
It's a compliment.
Shingen.
Being Phunsuk Wangdu is a compliment.
He said to me, I'm glad I got your attention for a moment or something.
Yeah, because you're annoying.
I'll take this under the covers. Watch out, Shingen.
Under the table.
Virgin Radio.
At least I make Basma laugh.
Not
she's
for
laughing.
Long.
Not she's
for
laughing long. With pity, I think.
Not for long.
All right, let's talk about it. Kids, teenagers, should they have a mobile phone? Should they grow up?
I'm sorry. I thought you were done speaking. That's why I was going to
can't
say
even
something.
Say a sentence these days. If it's not you, it's Rossi. If it's not Rossi, it's Nala. If it's not Nala, it's me.
Just so you know, what you're doing this morning is slightly annoying. Like, you're coming off very annoying.
What?
Just to the listener.
Hey, Rossi, just let him talk.
So I'm just letting you
Rossi,
know.
Rossi, just let him talk.
It's not going to do any good for your perceptual test.
Just let him talk.
Don't mind. All right. Okay.
Just let him talk.
Okay.
I'm always on the top. I don't need to be.
Go ahead.
Can I start?
Yes.
Okay.
Get the information out.
Topic we're talking about right now is kids and mobile phones. Now, the reason why, there is a bit of audio going around the world, and it's going viral right now on TikTok and Instagram. Comes from social psychologist Jonathan Haidt. He is an NYU Stern School of Business professor, and he believes that kids shouldn't have smartphones under the age, I think, before 14. Take a listen to the audio right now.
No smartphone before 14. You can give them a flip phone, you send them out, give them a phone so that you can a flip phone so you can text them, they can text you, call if they need to. But you do not give a child the internet in their pocket where strangers can reach them. You don't give that to a child to have with them all the time. Number two, no social media until 16. The kids say this themselves. 18-year-olds say this. They wish that this didn't exist, but they're stuck. They're trapped on it. So how about we just delay it till 16? Just don't.
All right, so there he is. He continues to talk for a while, and it gets fairly graphic as well, as you can imagine. He talks about other things than just what we heard. Now, here's the deal. What do we do? You know, to give him a smartphone till the age of 14?
No smartphone before 14.
I agree with that, yeah. I've been discussing this at home with Liz, and a few of our friends are saying the same thing. No smartphone till they're 14. You can't control what they're watching online.
I would love to have my kids have a phone till the age of 4.
Like, it's so easy for people like me to say I know, but I'm not in it what you are. You know, like, it's... Yeah. Every kid...
There's only one way this is going to happen.
I think there's a difference. It's not no phones till 14. It's no smartphone.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, smartphone.
Yeah,
smartphone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying,
yeah.
watching
yeah.
content
online.
Yeah, because
you said how you're not going to give them a phone. It's giving a phone without the access. That's what he's saying.
Like, we have Apple watches right now.
Yeah.
And the kids can message their friends on them.
Okay.
There's only one way this would ever happen. I think all parents, and I believe some kids, would agree they wish they didn't have a mobile phone. A smartphone, that is, that looks up on the internet. It is so scary to know what our kids know. I've got a 12-year-old, I've got a 14-year-old. They know so much more than I ever knew at the age of 12 and 14. They know lyrics to songs. They know things that are going on in the world that they shouldn't know about. They should be innocent. Their brains are not ready. They're not developed enough to take on the things that they are seeing and that they are hearing. There's only one way about it, though.
What?
Every kid has to do it.
Like, it has to be a blanket rule.
Yeah. Because if I ask my kids right now, if all of your friends at school and all your friends in general, all of them didn't have a smartphone, would you be okay if you didn't have one? They'd reply with, yeah, sure. Because all their friends don't have one.
As long as everyone's doing it.
Yeah, as everyone's doing it, you're okay because you're not FOMO. You're not the fear of missing out. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I wish I could. I wish my kids never had the smartphone. I wish they never had it. Because, and looking back, I probably would have waited a little bit longer before giving them a phone.
Yeah.
I probably would have. You know, they had phones probably at the age of 9. I probably would have waited till like around, probably 12, 13. You know, 0487155544. What are your thoughts? 0487155544. What's up, William?
Chris, you say like if everyone didn't have one, your kids would be fine with it. But everyone's been raised with a phone now. How do you think your kids would react if you just took that away from them?
No, it's too late. You can't. We've lost them. It's the new ones coming. It's too late. This generation.
Yeah, because
teenagers have got them.
We were half in it, weren't we? We got around about 18. We got phones, didn't we?
Yeah, but they weren't smartphones like today.
Yeah.
So the issue is, and a lot of parents want to have, and William, like, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Yeah, 14. Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I'm calling you from one right now.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the calling and the messaging is an important factor. I think that's
so you can keep
chat. That could be with everyone, but yeah, the getting on and watching, you know, in other countries, you can watch illicit videos that is way not for your age, and there's nothing stopping you from doing it. Back in the day when we were children, William, the only time that we could ever see anything that was that maybe had profanity was after 10 o'clock at night on the TV.
Correct.
Like, yeah. That was the only way you would hear profanity on anywhere.
We call it the watershed in the UK. That's the time, yeah.
Yeah, like that's the only place you'd ever see it.
Yep.
Now you can just open up your phone. William, 14 years old here on the show, could start looking at anything to everything you wanted.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, from killings to more. It's scary. You know? Rita, what do you think? You there, Rita? All right. You there?
Right. Hello?
Noreen. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, good morning. How are you all?
I'm doing well, Noreen. Now, Noreen, you've heard this. What do you think?
I do not believe kids should have smartphones, but I believe it starts at home with the parents.
Mm.
So we need to limit our own access, and they need to see that. We need to lead by example. We need to be the best role models. When we're around our children, we need to put that phone down.
Yeah, you can say that, but they're still going to use it. Everyone at their school's using it all day, every day. Like, all their friends are. They're on Snapchat 24/7, Noreen, you know? Like, as much as...
So I have a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I have a 13-year-old, and her dad decided to get her a smartphone, but I don't agree with it. Mm. And so I said, okay, she can have a smartphone, but she's not going to have any social media on there. No social media, so she doesn't have Snapchat.
Not yet, Mama.
Have Instagram.
Nothing, not yet. She's gonna, you know, she's going to do it in the next 12 months. She's going to do it. Like,
no, she's not. I'm going to take her phone away.
All right. I know how you feel because I've been there. I did the same thing. I got them the phones and I said, this is just for communication. And then over the years, it's just like my kids don't WhatsApp or text message. They only communicate on Snapchat. I have Snapchat. I communicate with my kids on Snapchat. That's how we chat. If I send them a WhatsApp, I do not get a reply, Noreen. If I send them a Snapchat, really? I get a reply within a minute.
Yeah, only if it's with a funny filter on it, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I track them as well. I track them on Snapchat, so
you can see where they are.
Location.
We have our locations on, so I can always see where they're.
What devices do you use? Do you have like a parental app that you're using for your children?
Nope. I did when they were like 7, 8, 9. I had a little app that we're all on. Now I just use Snapchat, so I can always see where they're at, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard. They're going to get older, and then they just start doing what they want. They download their own things. They, you know, they hide them in folders that you'll never know, you know? Like, the kids, we did the same thing, but we just did it in another way. You know?
Hit something else.
Yeah,
we just did it. So it's hard. Like, I wish... I hear you, Noreen. I wish our kids didn't have smartphones.
But there's got to be something we can do because it is dangerous for the kids, you know? Like, you can't monitor it all the time.
Yeah, man, it's scary. Joyce, what do you think?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, Rossi. My name is Joyce, and I'm here driving my 9-year-old to school.
Right.
And Chris, I can tell you my 9-year-old has got a smartphone, an iPhone. She's got her iPad and she's got her laptop as well. And the reason I support is that, I mean, she's become very good in coding and computer because of having this gadget since she was young. And you know what? I listened to that professor from NYU talking about kids getting exposed to gory images, gory videos,
photography.
You know, we should thank God that we are based in the UAE. You know, we are not. A lot of those terrible videos are blocked in this country, and that's the reason why I love this country. When I travel with my daughter, and she's exposed to those videos in those other countries, that's where I have an issue. But when I'm in the UAE, I feel safe for her, and she's learning, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, I get you. Obviously, they do a job restricting certain amounts of content, but you can still get it, unfortunately. And kids work a way around getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, finally with you, what do you think?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Sarah. What do you think?
I think they should have a smartphone because my daughter got one while she was 7 years old. And I think it helped her in terms of development because she could be able to do a lot of things with the phone.
Yep.
So I'm not really, yeah, so I think that is okay.
But like, why? Like, why do the creators of smartphones, for instance, Steve Jobs, you know, creators of social media sites like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, not allow their kids to have these devices till they're older? So there must be a reason. So I don't know.
Was that a statement or a question?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's a fact. So okay. Like, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Why they don't allow?
Yeah, no, you're right. It is very interesting. I wasn't sure if you're asking me a question.
No, it's all right.
All right.
Why are you so angry?
He got so angry at me.
He's annoying today. So annoying.
I'm not
just
annoying.
Just his facial expressions. They're rather annoying.
Very angry.
No, he is annoying today. Very annoying.
I did nothing. You asked me. I wasn't sure if you were asking me a question or saying a statement. That's all. I wasn't sure.
Well, it is a fact, isn't it? That? Steve Jobs didn't allow his kids to have these devices. It was all like Montessori education.
But I think with Steve...
Living in the wild and all of this.
But with Steve Jobs, it was a different generation. Like, it was much earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much earlier.
My advice, if you've got kids under the age of 14, hold them off those smartphones for as long as you can.
That's what I'm trying to do, yeah.
So this is your regret.
That's, yeah. I mean, it's not a regret, but maybe something that I would have held off on a little bit more. Maybe, like, to the age of 13, they would have had one. But, like, not now.
Not the age that you decided.
Had them since 9 years old. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, they're in. I can't take them off them now.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my advice. But there we go. We'll keep the topic going at some stage. A lot of messages coming in. Feel free to WhatsApp us. 048715544. We got your pop quiz coming up next.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Good morning.
Virgin Radio.
Come and join the music in Colombia. Starting from 3rd June, you can fly Emirates to the capital city, Bogota, via Miami. Discover the beauty of the Andes Mountains and stop for a cup of famous Colombian coffee along the way. Look forward to your journey with delicious regional meals and up to 6,500 channels of entertainment. Remember, it's not...
Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop
on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow! I was thinking we've got so much money to give away here with Rack Bank. We haven't given it away for a while. Maybe this is the week. Come on, guys, let's go. 10,000 dirhams cash on the pop quiz. We put it on the line every single weekday. Ben, you got on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, my bro, I'm very good. I'm ready to give you some money, mate. Hopefully you win this, okay?
Yeah, sure. I hope so.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Either South Africa or Zimbabwe?
Kenya.
I got it wrong. Kenya Jumbo.
Jumbo, Mambo Pua.
Yeah, remember when Eddie used to work on the show, but then he got too good and got another job?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we miss Eddie. Eddie's on from 10. You know, Eddie, he's on from 10 a.m. every single weekday here, and he's from Kenya. Yeah. All right, Ben?
He's very good at his job, Eddie. Yeah.
Mm. All right, Ben, what do you do for work?
Actually, I'm an IT specialist.
IT specialist. All right. Well, there we go. Listen, brother, 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay, sure.
I feel like you're getting ready to cheat. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like you're putting me on loudspeaker.
You think so? No.
There's someone in the car.
No.
Ben is Kenyan. Kenyans are honest.
Where are you?
Yes. I'm driving right now.
All right. So just take a second. Turn your radio off because I can hear a little bit of an echo.
Yeah, it's off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
I can hear myself though.
No, I've switched it off.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Because you can hear me. No. Listen, ready? Hello.
Oh, see? Yeah, I heard it.
You hear me? Where's that echo coming from?
Is the radio on?
No, it's off. I'll switch it off. I'm in the car actually.
All right. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna do my own test again. Hold on. Hello.
It's fine now.
It's off now. Yeah. See, I told her. I know. All right, Ben. 60 seconds on the clock. Why are you sighing for?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Who? Ben? Don't call Ben annoying.
No, not Ben. I'm just saying, Ben. Like, we should get this sorted, Ben, before we go on.
All right. Well, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Ben. Good luck. Your time starts right now. Now. Who sings the songs Miracle and Burn?
Rick.
What is the three strikes in a row called in bowling? Turn us off on again. What is the capital of Qatar?
Qatar, Doha.
What movie was the biggest grossing movie of 2018?
But.
What sport is Ricky Ponting associated with?
Oh my goodness.
What country is the iPhone, what country is the phone brand Samsung from?
China.
Who sings the song Espresso and Skin?
What?
How many times has Britney Spears been married? 3 or 68?
3.
Finish the movie title, Captain America, the first...
Banga.
What was it? First what?
Banga.
Banga.
No. Yeah.
See, the first... Captain America, the first banger. 200 dirhams is all yours. Congratulations, Ben. I couldn't get you any more money. Ben, why'd you turn the radio back up? Who's in the car with you?
No, it's not on. It's not on. Bro, it's only that I'm driving right now.
Yeah, but we can hear the radio on. Like, I can hear it.
No, it's okay. Trust me, it's okay.
Okay. Well, you need a new phone then, mate.
Yeah, we got to get him. Well, 200 dirhams. You could get a new phone, but it would be one that we wouldn't really know, I guess. Ellie Goulding is Miracle and Burn. Three strikes in bowling is called A Turkey. The capital of Qatar you got. Infinity War, Adventures Infinity War is the answer. Ricky Ponting, a fantastic Australian cricketer. South Korea is where Samsung is from. Sabrina Carpenter has the song Espresso and Skin. So... we got you 200 dirhams cash. It's all yours and congratulations, okay?
Thank you. Awesome. It was nice talking to you,
Chris. Oh, brother, it was lovely talking to you and thank you for listening to the show as well.
Thank you.
God bless, Ben. There it is. Ben's gone. Give him a round of applause.
Yay!
I still believe he had the phone on.
He did. I feel like he turned it on
when the game... I think there's someone in the car trying to help him out.
You can buy a phone for 65 dirhams. Nokia 105.
Wow. Shout out to Chloe and Celine on the way to school. Mum says they're grumpy and sleepy.
Exactly, give them my kids.
I don't want to say majority of kids, but I think a high range of kids are on the way to school right now and just they're grumpy and... What am I going to go to school for? Do you know how much money we pay for your school fees? Do you know there's kids around the world that wish they could get an education like you?
And it's such a small part of your life, isn't it, that goes, like, what? You look back, but it feels like an eternity. But then it's so quick at the same time.
Going to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you wish you could go back?
I was thinking about doing my GCSEs again, actually.
Why?
What's that?
It's like the exams you have at the end of school to get into university.
Okay.
Do it, Ross.
I was thinking about doing them online.
Do it.
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah.
What'd you get in your GCSEs?
Did not turn up.
Oh, you didn't even do it?
I passed a couple and I didn't even do one bit of...
work?
Revision.
No study. Well, that's the thing. There's exams coming up right now for a lot of the students. I know that my girls have got their exams and they're cramming in the study like I used to do. You know, and here's some advice from Chris Fade. You guys already?
Why are you talking like that?
Because this is the way that I need to talk if I'm giving out the advice.
Okay. Give us the advice, Chris Fade.
What type of voice would you like me to do the advice?
Just normal.
You really?
Yeah. If you want people to take you seriously, I'd say yes. Yeah. Your own voice.
When you're studying...
Oh my gosh.
You can't do it all.
No, you can't do it all in... Like, my girls right now, they're both studying. They've got their exams coming up. They're in exam week, actually. A lot of you students got exams this week. Good luck. Don't stress, by the way. Like, it's not the end all. If you do not do great, it's okay. Life will be okay. Mums and dads, don't put too much pressure on your kids, okay, with the exams. We want them to do well, of course, but we don't need to put so much pressure on them that there are tears if they get these bad results, right?
I mean, Chris and I didn't do very well in school, and look at us. But also, I feel like... Give it your best shot because you've got an opportunity here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, so I said to my girls yesterday, they're both doing a lot of study right now. And I said, well, girls, you're cramming in your study. You're doing it all like last week and this week. If you just do it throughout the year, consistently, you won't have to jam in all this study right now.
That's exactly what my dad used to say
and
to
it's
me.
And it's true.
Because he would see me studying up late sometimes, and he'd look at me and go, if you didn't learn it throughout the semester, you're not going to learn it at 11 o'clock at night. Just go to sleep.
Yeah, it's so true.
Give your test and just know for the next time, do a little bit better.
Okay. So, yeah, like just don't put that pressure upon yourself. But, yeah, you know, you're going into these exams, try your hardest. And mums and dads, it is so important not to put too much pressure on yourselves. And I know from a Middle Eastern family, we do put pressure on our kids, and I think we just got to push that up. I think from an Indian family or an Asian family, there's also a lot of pressure on some of the kids as well.
Yeah, for sure, there always is, but it's unnecessary because it doesn't add value. Like, it's not going to help someone, right? When you have that pressure on you, you're nervous, you're not concentrating, you're just worried about everything else. So you got to do this, as you said, Chris. The perfect thing is you got to do it throughout the semester.
All right, so. Rossi, what are you going to be sitting for?
GCSEs, you know. But I've got a little saying that I've devised over the years from studying and stuff like that. It's called fail. You know, it's okay to fail. First attempt in learning. You know, that's something that I've always told myself.
What do you mean? Fail stands for first attempt in learning.
Yeah, so, you know, get up and try again if it doesn't work out the first time. That's something I've really resonated with myself over the years and told myself.
Rama?
Really, Rossi?
Yeah.
Really? My master's degree was in higher education. It's one of the, and I work with university students right now. And something someone told me was that FAIL stands for first attempt in learning. So that's something I debunk with students all the time. Like, no longer see it in red. Just see it in something like less of an intense color. First attempt in learning, you fail, which means you fell down, you pick yourself back up again, that's fine. And it actually means to fall, to fail means to fall.
That's exactly right, yeah. I also have another saying that, you know, your brain is a muscle, you can't get a six pack in 24 hours.
You're literally you're reading messages that Rama has sent us. Stop that. You're taking her advice.
No, it's just funny that
I met you at the supermarket last week. I saw you, I ran into you, and I was moving.
Did you clean yourself afterwards, Rama?
Chris.
Sorry?
Did you shower afterwards after you met Ross?
No, but I won't be saying hi anymore since he's plagiarizing his way through my
I'm not talking to you by the bananas ever again.
Which supermarket were you talking? Where were you?
Spinney's?
Yeah.
What was he wearing? Do you remember? Like, did he look presentable?
He was super shocked, and I was shocked. I was in a rush, but I wanted to say hello. He's like, hi, why are you running away? I'm like, I'm in a rush. I want to say hi, but I got to go.
I mean, you had to go, or I smelt, because every time you were talking to me, you were backing away from me.
I'm always on the go. I'm on the go. I got to pick up groceries and head back home. But sorry, the last part about the brain is a muscle. I tell students this all the time. You want a six-pack, can you just do it overnight, go to the gym for 24 hours and get a six-pack? It's the exact same thing with studying. Your brain's a muscle. It won't get the information. You won't be able to save it, store it, like when you sleep. So it's just an example I use with students all the time.
That's so good.
Well done, Rama. I wish I had you when I was younger. Sounded weird, didn't it?
Yep, it did.
Nah, like I meant like education.
As a teacher,
We got a guest in the studio. Now, I remember the first time I met this kid. And he's 25 now, so he's not really a kid.
No.
But I remember exactly where we were, second level of the Mall of the Emirates. You were walking out. I was walking into the mall. You stopped me. He was a little short kid. And he was like, hey, Chris, can I get a photo? And I think we took a photo.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea how we then connected. But then I followed your journey ever since maybe that age. I don't know. Maybe you're a little bit older.
Yeah, when I used to make music before, you'd help me out. You'd, you know, tell me what to do a little bit, play me on the radio.
Yeah.
And we just kind of stayed in contact from probably I was about 16 and now I'm 25.
And it's crazy. So I followed him on Instagram and I've seen this the kid from the age of like, I don't know, 13 grow up to the man that he is today. He's 25 years old. He goes by the name of Reese Caldon. He's here right now. Mum's actually in the studio as well, which I'll bring into the conversation in a moment. But it was only about 2 months ago that, again, I follow Reese on Instagram and I see what he gets up to. He's a great athlete. He's a boxer. I've seen him, you know, do what he does. I saw him in the music, making music, in the studio, making music. I saw him working in nightlife. I saw him doing a lot of things. And then I saw him in hospital, basically nearly fighting for his life. And this was only a couple of months ago. So I've invited Reese. He wanted to come onto the show.
Right.
He said, can I come on and just you know, explain what happened, because it's not as uncommon as you think it is.
Right.
Now, it could be triggering for some of you, but I thought, let's just open it up and have a chat. Reese, tell us what happened.
So, as Chris was saying, I was an athlete. I was very active. I was out all the time. And suddenly, I started getting neck and shoulder cramps quite often, maybe 3 or 4 times a day, quite strong, severe cramps. At the time, I thought it was probably to do with just my training and my boxing. But slowly, I started to realize it wasn't, as I would have shortness of breath in the studio and I just didn't feel too great. So we went to get a checkup and they said I was born with something called bicuspid valve,
mm-hmm.
which meant I only had 2 leaflets inside of my heart.
How many do normal people have?
Most people have 3.
Okay, and you only had 2 functioning.
Yeah, I only had 2 functioning. And I was told that I don't need to do anything about it and I don't need to go back for a year. Like, maybe come back in a year for a checkup. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, the symptoms started getting worse and worse. And then literally 4 days later, I think I had a stroke.
Now, you went to the dentist.
Yeah. So I was meant to have a few things done at the dentist, but I was in the middle of changing some things at work. So at the end of the month, I was going to get it finished because I had a lot of free time. And then, unfortunately, I got an infection.
What? A tooth infection. Now, did that from... I was, again, following this up on Instagram and following your journey and you and I chatting. Is the tooth connected to the heart?
So they are connected. What happened was I had the tooth infection and it's very unlikely, to be honest, but it managed to infect my valve. And because of what I have, the bicuspid valve, it gave me an infection. Endocarditis it's called.
And so you basically had a stroke?
Yeah, I had a full-blown stroke while I was boxing, I got full numbness into my right side of my body, the whole right side of my body.
Did you know you were having a stroke?
I wasn't sure at the time, but I went directly to A&E. And then actually I was turned away saying, you don't have any symptoms, because they were so small.
Wow.
Even though I could feel them, they weren't enough for them to be able to realize.
Did you have a second stroke?
Yeah, I had another one with my friend in the car.
How long ago? Like, what's the time between the first stroke and the second stroke?
It must have been around a week and a half.
Wow.
And they were in the same place in the brain, which again is very unlikely. And fortunately enough, I haven't been left of any side effects.
Touch wood, yeah. Obviously, there aren't no... You walked in fine, you're speaking fine, which is a blessing. It's probably got a lot to do with your fitness and your age, by the way, so that's a really good thing. So you wanted to open up here to say that to people like to get yourself checked out, because this is... You're just a 25-year-old running amok here in the UAE, going out at night, partying, boxing, doing what a regular 25-year-old would do, right?
Yeah, exactly that. I would be working out during the day, I'd be out with my friends at night. I lived a very, very normal and active life. And people, I think they don't realize how important it is to get checkups. And I mean, how often do you hear someone say, I'm just going to have a heart checkup? You don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was very unlikely it was to be me when I was so healthy and fit and had 0 signs of any infection or heart problem. And I just wanted people to know that, like, you should probably take the time to get checked, because something could have gone wrong if I didn't. Luckily, the tooth infection actually saved me.
Yeah, if you didn't have that tooth infection, right, you would have never had that checkup or the stroke never. In the first place. It could have happened somewhere else later on. You know, I saw the recovery on Instagram, because Reese and I were chatting, and I mean, it was full on. They did surgery?
Yeah, I had an 8-hour surgery.
You got the scar now?
Yeah, I've got the scar here. Yeah. I'll show you guys after.
Okay, yeah. All right.
They did a very, very good job. It was meant to be, I think, 12 inches, and they only did 6.
Okay, so they were 8-hour surgery, and they basically, what, they blocked the valve, or what do they do?
They changed my valve. They put in basically a mechanical valve in.
Wow.
And took out my old one because it was infected. They couldn't even fix it. I went from not having to go back for a year to having to have like emergency surgery in the space of a month.
So Reese just wanted to get on. Reese Caldon, you can follow him on Instagram. It's RHYS_Caldon. He is, he's just a regular 25-year-old, but wanted to jump on the show to give everyone the heads up of, like, get yourself checked up. Like, make sure that you look after yourself no matter what age you're at. Now, Mum is in the studio. Mum is like, I know she wants to talk, but she doesn't want to talk at the same time. She's ready to go. Mum, this must be hard, watching your 25-year-old, your son, the man of the house, doing, and just... I can't even imagine. Yeah. How was it?
We've been through a tough time. We've got through it. You know, he's 4 weeks now after the surgery. And we've got through it. It hasn't been an easy journey. You know, something that Reese didn't mention was at one point we had to get 6 different opinions.
Yeah.
No one actually knew what was going on. The reason that he actually had the stroke was because the infection was flicking up to the brain. So that's why the stroke happened. It wasn't an easy journey. A lot of this happened whilst the storm happened. The huge storm floods.
Here,
and we were actually stuck for 48 hours on Sheikh Zayed Road when he needed emergency surgery.
Oh my gosh.
But he's got through it.
Yeah, I know. Look at him. He looks good now. Yeah. This could be a, you know, sometimes it's not that Reese needed a wake up call, but it's definitely a wake up call. You know what I mean?
100%. It's changed all of our lives.
Yeah.
In our family, for the better, maybe we appreciate things more.
What do you want to say to Mum?
Thank you. Not just my mum, everyone. My mum helped me so much. My grandma helped me a lot. My friends also would come to visit me daily. It's shown me that I have a very good support system around me. And thank you to everyone that did help me. I really appreciate it.
You're so cool. Reese, for the last 12 months, kept sending me music that he produced. And he raps, and he rhymes, and he writes. And I was like, yeah, nah, you know. You know, we can't just play songs on Virgin Radio.
Right,
you know,
right.
This is how it works. But, I mean, it took him a stroke to get his song played on Virgin Radio.
Gosh, so we're about
to
Chris.
Play it, all right? We're going to play it right now, all right? I'm going to play one more time. Is it One More Strike?
One More Strike, yeah.
I'm going to play it right now.
Thank you.
On Virgin Radio.
Thank you.
I've had to censor some of it a little bit, yeah. All right? But what do you want to say about this song right now? Because we're about to play it, and it's for you.
I hope you enjoy it, and it's something that means a lot to me. And I hope you enjoy it. Have a good listen.
All right.
Thank you, Chris and Ross.
Pleasure. Thank you, Reese Caldon. You can follow him on Instagram, RHYS_Caldon. Send him a message. Here is his song right now. It's called One More Strike on Virgin Radio 104.4. Let's go.
And you change your mind for who? All I know is you. Why won't you change your mind?
I done you wrong and I know that's true. Made some mistakes but I fumbled you. Had 2 chances, messed up twice. One more strike, I'll get that right. Pay that price, I know you earned it deep inside. You know I'm earning, I'm still learning. Watched you cry, friends don't rate and your mom don't vibe. Can't lie, 1 foot in. This time I'll put both inside. No side piece gonna treat you right. Can we meet tonight? Stressing all night, can't get sleep. I know you're weak but you love our beats. Love my beats, forget the world. It's me and you, my baby girl. I'll change your mind, man, I swear it's worth it. One more chance won't make you a burden. Let's have a baby, drive you crazy. Ring on a finger, 4-door snake, hey. Jump off ground, be that man.
All I know is you.
Stop it. You know how this goes, I'm singing my vows. You're painting your toes, I'm rubbing your back. It's a lost story if we get this back on track. Cause
all I know is you. Change your mind for who? All I know is you. Why won't you change your mind?
I'll make amends, don't wanna be friends. Hold you down from now to the end. A's and B's and C's, but I want you and I with the P. Can't you see? I know you're feeling M and E. Stop playing games, come back home. I'm belling down your phone, I know that you're alone. I'm burst right now and you know I'm hurting. Cheated once, only caught me flirting. She weren't worth it, you don't deserve it. Next time, swear I'll swerve it.
And you,
I know how this goes, can't lose you again. Missing out on my best friend.
Change your mind for who? All I know is you.
Reese Caldon.
Why won't you change your mind?
One more strike on Virgin Radio 104.4. How good is that song? Good song, man.
Catchy.
You got a little talent there. Huh? Some talent right there. You wrote that. That's a good song. We get messages saying like, wow, what a good song. That's awesome. Well done. If you want to know more, hit him up on the gram, as I said, RHYS_CALDON. Send some support. Maham, you heard this entire story. You related to this so much. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. So
what happened? What happened?
My daughter was... I took her for a throat infection. This was post the storms. The storms were on Tuesday. Wednesday, she started throwing up. Apparently, she had some kind of throat infection. Strep A, right? So strep A is something really common, as we would think.
Mm.
I took her to the hospital. Next thing I know, she was in the ICU. She was diagnosed with a cardiac issue.
Gosh. cardiac issue. Mm. This crazy, yeah, huh?
She had myocarditis.
Mm.
You know, but when you see your child getting taken for a throat infection, and then she ends up in a ICU.
Yeah.
And then they tell you the cardiologist is going to come and see you. And I said, well, I just brought her in for strep. And I think those were the most difficult days of our life.
But from one mum to another, you guys could relate to that, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yes. We're looking forward. It's behind us. But I think as a mum or as a parent, at least as a mum, I just keep getting flashbacks every now and then.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can probably say I've still not had a night's sleep replaying, you know, the event.
Yeah.
It's a trauma.
You guys should talk. Yeah. I feel like you guys will just be able to help each other out a little bit through it, because it is like PTSD. You'll go through this, you know.
Definitely.
Need to get some, you know, maybe talk to a professional about it. Reese, Melissa, Mum, thank you so much for coming to tell your story. Reese, I'm so proud that you wanted to come in and tell this story. You wasn't like I chased you down. You were like, yo, I want to tell more people about this because I think it's really important. So really, really proud of you. Keep doing your music. The music One More Strike is fantastic. Yeah.
It's so good.
I was surprised, to be honest. We used to box together and Spartan Gym, right? But you've got such a talent. Well done. How do you sound so gangster though when you've grown up in Dubai?
50-50 life. I spent half there and half here.
Yeah. Okay.
Best of both worlds, really.
Do you think, was Rossi any good at boxing? Did you ever see Rossi box?
It wasn't bad. We didn't get to the end, but hopefully.
Mate, I wish you all the success. Well done, mate.
100%. Melissa, Mum, well done. Be relax now. Your son's, you know, touch wood. You're going through the worst of it, inshallah. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Reese, you want to say thanks to anyone before we get out of here?
Just thanks to everyone. Thanks to you guys for helping me expose the story. Thanks to my family, my friends, everyone that's just helped me get through slowly. Even still recovering now, people are still helping me and understanding. And yeah, just get checked up, stay healthy. And even if you don't think it will be you, it could be. So take the trip down to any hospital and just get a checkup.
Well done. Reese Caldon, thank you, brother. To the sounds of Sean Paul.
Hey, hey. Come on. Oh. Fly with me, let's fly away.
Where we going, Chris?
If you can see some exotic things, there's a bar far in Bombay. Come fly, let's fly with Al Arabia. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru.
No, don't go to Peru.
In Lava Land, there's one band and he'll toot his flute for you. 'Cause you can win on the Chris Fade Show today. With Air Arabia, we'll seat you in those seats. We'll serve you some nice food and we'll get you 30,000 feet. Come fly, come fly, come fly.
Beautiful.
We're giving you a chance to fly with Air Arabia.
That's right, yes.
We've got return flights to Cairo and 3 nights accommodation with breakfast for 2 people right now.
I'm about to seat you on an Air Arabia flights. I'll put you into my seat, and then if your seat gets selected, you win this.
Exactly, that return flight to Cairo. Don't forget, with Air Arabia Holidays, you can save up to 30% on holiday packages. They fly nonstop from Abu Dhabi to over 30 destinations.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like some jokes around Cairo or no?
Nope.
Okay.
Julie, welcome to the flight, Julie.
Hi. Good morning, Captain.
Thank you, Julie.
She's great.
Julie, you're seated in flight. You're seat 1A. 1A, Julie.
Okay, window seat. Thank you.
Yeah, take a seat. Exactly. You got yourself a window seat over there. Marco, welcome to Air Arabia flight. How you doing?
Good morning, Captain Chris.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good job there, Marco.
Marco, 2A for you, Marco. Take a seat in 2A.
2A.
All right. Got 2 more seats available if you want to call me now. Let's get you on. 044-04-871.
5544.
5544. That's right. Mahim. How you doing, Mahim?
Hi. Good morning. It's Mahim.
Mahim.
That's Chris.
Thanks, Maheen.
Maheen.
Maheen. Shmina.
What?
You're in 2B, Maheen. 2B.
Sitting next to Marco.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I'm just putting you. I'm just
hi, Marco.
Thank you. There you go. Marco, she said hello to you, Marco.
Hello. Yeah.
That's nice. People are getting on
making
together.
Friends.
There you go. You're all there. Well, let's fly. Let's fly. Let's fly. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Good morning.
Kate, you're in Y14.
Why?
All the way at the back. I've heard about you, Kate.
Troublemaker?
Yes,
Y14. Y14, all the way at the back. Yeah, keep walking. Keep walking.
Best of luck.
All right, here we go. I've got all the seats in my hands right now. I'm physically holding all the seats in my hands, yeah.
You're a very strong man.
Yeah, come fly.
With Eric Raybeer and Chris Fade.
Let's select one of our lucky winners here. Make sure you have that seatbelt fastened. We saw what happened recently, right?
Piece of papers have been tossed about. Chris is selecting one of them right now. Here we go.
Seated in seats number 2, Maheen. Congratulations. Woo! To be, you have just won yourself a trip with Air Arabia.
Woo! Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It's a true story. Where's she going, pretty?
She is going to Cairo. 3 nights accommodation with breakfast. For
fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you
thank
can
you so
use some exotic booze, there's a bar from far Bombay.
That's right.
Come fly. Let's fly. Let's fly. Let's fly away. Because I will do this again tomorrow.
Well done. Thank you, Chris. That's great.
Let me just hit that last note.
Okay.
What a joke. Come fly, let's fly, let's fly, let's fly away. Priyanka's joined the show just to say what, Priyanka?
Hi, Captain Chris. Wow, your voice. It's amazing. Superb. Brilliant. Enjoy listening to that.
Thank you. Priyanka. I can do it all night. All very day, nice. All night. I can do that, yeah.
He wants more airtime, so here he is.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
Weird and wonderful stories that Rossi reads. Here we go, mate.
Pretty Malik, you're going to absolutely love this. There's a new airline for dogs.
I'm ready.
It's called Bark Air. It offers a premium flights experience tailored for dogs. Upon booking, customers get their details about their dogs and travel plans. And then you go to a plane. They're a Gulfstream G5AS.
A G5?
Yeah, you know, a G5AS plane. Like, they've got dog-friendly amenities on board.
Amenities.
Yeah, like pheromones, music, and calming aids.
Hold on, a G5 is like a private jet. So what's the cost of this?
It's G5 not that big. It's very expensive, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The dogs will receive beverages and treats during the flight. The flights currently are from New York to LA and London, but they're going to add more routes. It's called Bark Air, ladies and gentlemen. Who's excited?
One flight is very expensive right now. The CEO said that he's working on trying to get the cost down, but it's like $6,000, $7,000 for one flight.
But I believe, I think Etihad were doing it as well, under 10 kilos.
This is for any size.
I think KLM fly dogs, don't they?
Not big dogs. You can take a small dog, but not the big dog. The big dogs have to go under.
I saw a dog last time I was at the airport. Emirates in a cage, checking in.
Wasn't sniffing.
Yeah, so they go into the luggage, cargo.
Oh, that must be hard for the doggy.
Yeah,
it's stressful, isn't it?
Do they like sedate them?
I guess you can ask your vet for that. But yeah.
Imagine you and Duke.
Oh, I can't.
In New York City.
It's my dream to take him to Central Park one day.
I know.
It really is.
I just feel sometimes I'd like love my dog to run around the woods in like my home country.
I don't care. No, it's in my dogs.
What?
Like, you guys were saying that you want to like run in your home. I'm just happy to have my dogs here. Like, I think they're living a good life. I'm happy with it here.
Duke's living a great life, but it's where I grew up. Like, I would love to walk around into a CVS with Duke. That'd be so cool.
Well, that is the cool thing about the States and Australia, I would say. I don't know how it is in the UK, but yeah, you walk in pretty much anywhere to everywhere with dogs.
Everywhere's dog friendly now, yeah.
Is it? Kate says, I think Kate's she's our vet, isn't she a vet?
Yeah, yeah.
She says, no, you don't sedate dogs. What about seduce? That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you like a plain related joke?
No.
I'll give you one then.
Okay.
What's Arnold Schwarzenegger's preferred seating in aeroplanes? Where does Arnold Schwarzenegger like to sit in a plane?
I don't know.
I'll be back. You gotta admit that was a good one.
We gotta do it with the accent. Do it again.
Can I just say,
I'll be back.
There may be people that are listening to the show, maybe like first time listeners. He is like being real, but we don't think it's funny. I just want you guys to know, like,
yeah.
You don't think that joke was funny
because they may just think, "Wow, I listened to this show on Virgin Radio." I think this morning they think that they're funny, and they heard that joke. Like that's what someone would.
But
really,
that joke is good. Where does Arnold Schwarzenegger like to sit on a plane? I'll be back.
But maybe it's the laugh, like ah ha ha, like it's the funniest joke you've ever heard. I'm just saying.
It was a good joke. It was a good joke.
Have you got any more?
I'm not giving you any more now.
I want one more.
No.
Come on.
No.
One more joke, Ross.
No, take it.
No.
No. No. Why would I waste my time?
One more. We'll just
come
wait
on,
for you. One
Rosie,
more.
Please. No one jokes. More.
One more.
No. One more.
Completely unrelated, talking about planes, I have booked all 14 of my family on EasyJet. I'll be flying EasyJet for the first time. So everyone that told me don't do it, I've done it. And I'm flying EasyJet and I can't wait.
We need to talk about your vacation.
Yeah.
Because I think I have anxiety for you.
Yeah, Sam, I've already got it. I don't want to go. Man,
it's been a frantic morning.
It has been. And I've lost my wallet. I don't know where it's been. I haven't seen it for 48 hours.
48 hours?
Yeah. No. I've looked at home. I've looked at work.
Did you look here in the office? Did you look there?
I haven't really looked in here, no.
Let me look. Hold on.
Look, I'm just sending a message to the house group at home. Please look for my wallet. I looked everywhere. I went to the usual spots. What do I do? It's got three credit cards. It's got Emirates ID. It's got two driver's license.
It's probably in the car, maybe.
Which car? No, I looked in the car.
Oh, no. It'll turn up.
If anyone,
what you can do, sorry to interrupt, is block your card via the app.
I'm not going to block it now.
You can unblock it later.
Nah, I don't want to block it. I'm gonna leave it as is. I believe it's going to appear somewhere.
How? Out of thin air? How?
I don't know. You know, what have you lost before? Like, have you ever lost your wallet?
Yes, I lost it in India once.
Whoa, bad place to lose it, right? You're traveling.
Yep, had to go. It fell out of when I was getting out of a taxi. Lost it all. Didn't even realize until I got to a store to pay for something. I was like,
lost the wallet. Yeah, it's not too bad right now because obviously my cards are on my phone.
Right.
So you can pay for things.
Yeah.
But I can't get into work. I don't have a pass to get into work. So I'm having to get everyone, like I have to wait at the door. We have a security pass that allows us to get in. How many days do I go before I cancel everything?
Just get it now.
No.
To see what gets spent on it first.
And no one's spending anything on it except the kids.
Must be in the house then.
Maybe your kids took it.
Yeah, I should look at the kids. The kids are probably one that nicked it.
Tracy Steps, Rossi, where were you last when you had it?
Rossi, open your bag.
Oh, has he taken it?
I don't know. He likes to play pranks on you. Maybe he's
having
a prank.
I haven't taken your wallet. I wish I did though.
I don't remember the last time I had. I've got one of those little wallets that just fit all the cards in. It's like a very small little thing.
Yeah, they're 600 dirhams a go then.
And it's a magnet. It sticks to the back of your phone, but I don't usually have it in the back of the phone. I'm pretty, touch wood, I'm pretty good with my stuff. Like, I don't lose it.
You wore a suit jacket.
Where?
2 days ago, no? When did you go to an event and you were wearing a suit jacket? Did you check the pocket of the suit jacket?
I don't take my wallet to events.
Doesn't carry cash.
I don't carry cash. I got it all on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Abdul, what do you think here, mate?
Hey, Kes, how are you?
Good. Well, I've lost the wallet.
Yeah, I just heard the story. That's why I gave you a call. I have an advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
These days, banks, they have something as temporary hold.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
You can just put your card on temporary hold and then unblock it once you find the wallet.
Mm. But no one's using it.
As well, and your card is not blocked.
Nah, I feel like I'll get that on temporary hold, and when I call back, they're going to say, no, sorry, it's now you have to reissue it.
No, I recently went through something like that, so I had my card on temporary hold, and then once I found it, I removed it. I did it from the app itself.
Where was your wallet? Where did you find it?
My wallet was actually under the seat, under the box.
What box?
Under the seat, under the box.
There's like a box under the seat for all the wiring and everything.
Mm.
It was under
in the car. You found it in the car.
Oh, check the car, like the sides of the car.
I don't have a car right now anyway. Well, not that I'm driving. I'm Ubering it everywhere.
Oh, hope
maybe it's in an Uber.
Uber drivers would have handed it in. Someone would
but it's so small.
It's UAE. They would have handed it in. Malak, what do you think here?
This is common. You always lose your wallet, but I have an advice for you.
Yeah.
So if you go on Amazon, there's something called a tile.
Mm.
A tile looks like a credit card, and you just slip it into your wallet.
So you can track
it. And then you have an app on your phone where you can track it. Exactly.
It's true.
Wow. It's a credit card. I've never seen that.
You've never seen that one? No, tile. No. Tile. It's through Amazon.
Yeah.
Can I give it to the kids?
It fits like a credit card. Yes, it fits like a credit card anywhere. Any card holder would take it.
So if I gave one to the kids, I could track them all the time?
If they put in their wallets, yes.
Does it have to go on the wall or just has to be on them?
On them.
It needs to fit into a slot. So it basically looks like a card, like any regular size.
Yeah, but if I put that card in their school bag, for example, that would track them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Put it on. I'm going to connect it to the dogs.
And you can get AirTags as well, obviously.
Give one to Brianna.
No.
I'll have one as well. We all track each other.
No one.
That's an interesting thing. Hey, Malak, do you track it? Are you married?
I'm not married, no.
Okay, that's good.
why'd you ask?
Because I was having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day that their husband and wives don't allow each other to be tracked. You know, like on iPhones, you know you can turn your location on and everyone knows where each other is.
Yeah.
They don't have each other, like, tracked.
I don't have it.
You don't have Jeff?
No.
Do you have Liz?
No. She doesn't let me.
But it's not.
She doesn't let you.
No, I bought those tiles that Malak is talking about so we can find the remote controls. And I noticed that...
you put a credit card on a remote control?
No, it's like a little tag, but it's on the remote control, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
And I noticed it then shows up it shows up on the other person's phone. So it was showing where Liz was. And I'd said, oh, look, it's showing... And she deleted the app from her phone.
Oh, she doesn't know. She doesn't want you to know where she is, Rossi.
No, she doesn't know. No.
How does it make
I can you, tell you. Like,
how does it make you feel?
Two places that she'll be. School, work, or the salon. Saloning, that's it.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel that she doesn't want to be tracked? By you.
By me?
Yeah.
I just sort
tell
of...
Tell us how you really feel about that.
I feel like she's entitled to her privacy.
And what about you, Ross? Are you entitled to your privacy?
Of course. Yeah, why are you asking?
I'm just interested to find out why she doesn't want to be tracked. Could this be something that we have just discovered here on the show? Is your wife having an affair?
Chris! That was so out of order and unnecessary. Apologize to him right now. That was...
I'm
terrible.
Sorry, Ross. I'm just doing it for dramatic effect.
How
like, that
dare
just sounded
you
good.
Even say that?
Yeah, Malak, it's just dramatic effect, Malak, okay? I'm not doing it for real. Okay?
She's uncomfortable.
It's Malak's fault.
No,
it's
not.
Malak's fault. She brought Malak.
No,
it's your fault. It's
no.
your fault. I said that. I wasn't thinking of it until you.
I need advice for your wallet, not for your wife.
Yeah, no, it was Malak's
just for
fault.
The wallet,
We're blaming Malak here. Everyone,
no, it's Chris's fault.
Malak's fault.
No.
All right, not mine.
It's your fault.
I had nothing to do with it.
You.
All right. Is Rossi's wife hiding something from him?
Chris.
Not wanting. What?
That's really unnecessary stuff.
Are we still talking about this? She asked me to remove a tracker from her phone.
I thought we were rolling with that.
No, we're not rolling with that. That's horrible. Apologize.
I thought that was good content.
No, it wasn't. It's rude.
Well, what happened is I've lost my wallet. I can't find it. We were talking about losing things. Malak called and said you should buy this tracker. It's like a credit card. You put it in your wallet. It tracks the wallet. Mm. Rossi said that he had that. But his wife didn't want it because it meant that Rossi could see everywhere that his wife went.
That's not true.
And
that's a lie.
She's removed it from
that's
the phone.
That's a lie.
I'm just saying.
Let me talk then.
I'm only stating facts.
Right? I bought the small round thing. It's like an AirTag, but it's called a Tile. Attach it to the remote control.
Yeah.
When you lose the remote control, you press the app, and then it makes a noise. Beep, beep, beep. You find the remote control.
Could I ask something?
I put that app on Liz's phone as well,
yeah.
But it also ended up showing the location of where she is in Dubai.
Which is exactly what he said.
Could I ask something? You have that on your...
No, I did not buy a credit card type thing.
Do you
put it in a wallet.
Do you have it?
No,
in,
I didn't.
Do you have the tracking on the kids?
No.
But you have it on the remote control.
Oh, no, we have the app.
Ali Mami is with us on the show. Hi, Ali Mali.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, mate. I love Ali.
How are you?
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning. How can we help you this morning, sir?
All day in my car. I love this radio station.
Oh.
You guys are amazing. My
life. We love you even more, Ali Mami. We love you. Call us more often. I love having you on the show.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I'm a driver. I'm doing limousine, Uber.
Ah, limousine, Uber driver right here, Ali Mami. What time are you finishing, bro? What time you finish?
I'm doing 24 hours. I'll finish maybe 12 and 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that's a long day, bro. That's a long day. Where are you from?
I'm from Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone, capital, Freetown.
Yeah, you speak French, hein? Je ne sais pas pourquoi.
Actually, I'm from Guinea-Conakry, French state.
Yeah, could you get me, bro? I would love to hear more from you, but get me off the loudspeaker for a second. Just get me off the loudspeaker for one sec.
Huh?
Yeah, there we go. That's great. How are you?
It's not as fun.
Ali?
Yes?
How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you?
You know what? Tuesday morning, doing good. Can't complain. Family's healthy. I'm healthy. You know, what more could we want? Give me some advice in life, Ali Mami. Give me some advice.
I should be strong and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything you're doing in life, make sure you do it the right way.
Do it the right way. Well, listen, bro, we love you for listening to Virgin Radio. Do you have us on all day?
Sir?
Yeah. We got you.
Woo!
Love you, Ali Mami. Have a great morning.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Aww. I love this guy. I never met this guy, but I want to meet this guy one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is Ali Mami on the Chris Fade Show. Yeah. Making it all okay. Down, it doesn't feel woo! I love you, Ali Mami.
Yeah, I love you too.
Aww.
Yeah, I love him. Love you, Ali Mami. Give me the whistle. It is the red flag alert. What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So a friend of mine is talking to this guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He lives overseas.
Mm-hmm. She lives where?
Here.
Okay.
He lives overseas.
Yep.
They've been chatting for a little while.
Okay.
Got a little crush on him. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few things that she said, which made me go, is this a red flag? However, I've been out of the dating game for so long, I don't know if it's a red flag or not. So I thought, let's bring it on the show and see. Okay?
Red flag or not? Here we go.
Number one, not really on social media. Okay?
Mm.
On LinkedIn, but no photo. Has an Instagram, but very incognito. No photos, does not post anything, does not follow really anyone. But then works in finance. So I was like, a lot of finance bros really aren't on social media. So I was like, okay, fine.
Oh, that's.
A lot of finance people are not.
Okay, I don't know.
So I was like, okay, fine. And some people are not social. Okay, fine. I found it a little bit weird. There's not even a profile picture, but I was like, okay.
Right. I mean, I don't think that's one, but anyway.
Okay, right? I was like, okay, that's not that
big
of a deal. But then I was like, okay, so tell me about him. Like, tell me about his friends. Like, what do they do? All this stuff. And she goes, I don't really know. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, he doesn't really talk about any friends. I don't even think he has a best friend. Doesn't have friends.
Mm.
Like, what does he do on the weekends? Oh, he's
Ross knows that.
Yeah, no, I do have friends, actually.
Has a lot of friends. Oh, but, like, on the weekends...
Not us.
On the weekends, he does a lot of stuff, like, solo. Like,
yeah.
Goes on a hike solo. Like, does stuff solo.
Right.
So I'm like...
Does he watch movies solo?
I don't know. But it's just, he doesn't seem to tell any stories that involve friends.
Or people.
Or people. So it's for me, I'm just like, I can understand as you get older, the number of friends that you have in your circle seem to diminish. Mm. However, everyone has at least one friend.
Did you say this was in New York or here?
No.
No. I didn't say that. I said he was...
She okay. lives here.
He's overseas.
He lives overseas.
So they've been like chatting.
Oh.
So, minimal social media, not really a profile pic, not posting, very private, doesn't have many friends or of any friends that she's aware of. How long have they been seeing each other or chatting
it's
to
been,
each other?
It's been a few months now. Okay. So it's not like it's the beginning stage where you haven't really revealed anything. It's been minimum 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does he talk about like going out with family? Maybe he doesn't have friends, but like he's very... with
he doesn't have... He's not that close. Like he's got a sibling, but they're not like Chris and Maddie, for example,
yeah.
who are like super close, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
So is this a red flag? I need your help. 0487155544.
All right. Is it a red flag? Pretty needs to know. We're going to inform the friend if it's a red flag or not. Not heavily, you know, because we work on the radio and we're in social media. So for us, we live and breathe a lot of social media, but there are other people that... totally against social media.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, the social media part, I was like, at first I was taken aback, but I was like, you know, I'm in this industry, so it's different.
It's hard.
But the friend thing, I find a little bit difficult.
Yeah, Ross, you're not in this industry, but you're on social. How does that feel?
Why am I not in this industry, sorry?
Half asleep, yeah, even the other time.
It depends if it's interesting or not.
Is this interesting for you?
Yeah, fair play, because it's not coming from you.
All right, Layla, is it a red flag or not?
No, it's completely not a red flag. Okay.
All right, so it just...
I mean, people could, you know, just have a different set of lifestyle, you know? They just like to spend time physically with their friends, with their work buddies, their pets. They want to go to the beach. They want to go to the gym. They just have a different type of mindset.
But what about not having many friends?
Yeah, that's
like
the point.
The whole friends thing.
No, the friends, yes, I agree. That's a bit of a red flag if they have zero friends.
Exactly.
But the social media, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think the social media, we can agree, it's not really a red flag. I just want to know about the friend thing.
All right, Ahmed, what are your thoughts?
Not really a red flag, guys. Trust me, I know so many people who are, like, literally my own brother, he's of the same nature. He doesn't have friends, doesn't like to socialize a lot. I've seen many people like this, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm. But is your brother a red flag?
No, not a red flag. Just an antisocial guy.
All right, so just antisocial, not having many, like not having a friend or being on social is not a red flag. That's what Ahmed's saying. Mana, your thoughts?
So, hi. I think that it depends on what kind of person you are. So, me being a social person, and I love to go out with my friends and meet up, and I'm such an extroverted and social person, so that would be a red flag for me. But I think if you're someone who's private and you appreciate your privacy, I don't think that would be an issue.
But see, my thought, maybe I went too deep into this, right? But correct me if I'm wrong. My whole thought process went then, okay, so that means your communication skills may not be as great because you're not communicating with someone, like emotion-wise. Mm. Like if something happens, you have no one to turn to. So what does that say about communication in a relationship if you're not communicating with anyone around you?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, did I think too deep and did I go too far?
No, I would go the same way, so I'm good.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you think? What are you going to tell her now that we've had this conversation?
I need to give her some advice. So, what do you think? What do you think I should tell her?
Dump him.
Dump him. Get rid of him.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Just dump him.
Maybe he's AI.
It's easier. I don't trust him.
Maybe give it a couple of like weeks.
I said meet him.
Yeah, meet him. Exactly. Like, go meet him. He might be just an antisocial.
She's never met the guy.
He lives overseas.
He lives overseas.
Oh, but I thought they met each other.
Nah.
How
they've never
they
met each other.
They've just been like chatting.
Was it like on one of these websites or something?
It's a waste.
You can't say that, Chris. You're so ignorant. That's such an ignorant statement to make.
Why?
Because so many marriages or relationships have started from just online and then you eventually meet.
Yeah, that's how I met Brianna.
Yes.
Online.
So if imagine at the beginning I said it's a waste, it's only online. Of course they're going to meet. It's an ignorant comment.
Let them meet. See how he is in person. If he's an antisocial, maybe there's something there. You never
know. Are they sending photos to each other?
Like,
do they send photos to each other?
That's another thing.
What?
Barely has any photos.
Yeah, but does he send photos?
Sends like two.
What are they like?
just random, like from 2015.
Oh, that's
That's weird.
Yeah, no, he needs to send, like, I want a live photo.
Do they video chat or something?
Say, tell him to get the, like,
yeah,
do the newspaper thing. Get the newspaper with the date on it and say, I want a photo. Hold two fingers up.
No, no, but they video chat. They're good.
Oh, they video
chat. They video chatted,
yeah,
yes.
That's fine.
So he's real then?
He is real. Sometimes I think AI. Maybe it's AI. Maybe it's a projection. I don't know.
Top WhatsApp. Guessing this guy's married, lives a double life.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah, I'm not against that.
Get a tracker on him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, honestly, that, you know, Incognito and all these guys. I know a lot of dodgy guys. Well, I found out later that they were a bit dodge. Very low-key on social. You know, nothing up there. And you know, I used to say, you don't do social media. Nah, it's not for me. That's not for me. I found out, like, they just dodge.
Because they don't want to get caught.
Yeah. That's they're so running. Scary. They're running like a syndicate of
double lives.
Yeah.
A syndicate.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, they are. They were. The one guy was, like, dating, like, six women. I couldn't believe it.
What?
Yeah. I was like, how do you even do that? How do you manage that?
Six?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Still talk to your dad.
What? What did you just say?
Did you just say?
What did you say? I missed it. What did he say?
Wow.
What did he say?
You gotta love social media.
Okay.
I'm just looking at some of the comments on my last post. I posted something on social media last night. I'm looking at this one. This one I love. Does your wife know that you were married to Caitlin Fard, Luke, and Jamie's daughter before her?
Oh, wait, what?
I don't even understand it.
Who's Caitlin Fox?
I got no idea. But this person has just commented, does your wife know that I was married before to some other woman? And I was married, who she knows. But just, I don't even know who Caitlin Fard Luke is. I really don't know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to comment and I'm going to be like, Brianna, I'm going to tag Brianna.
Just wanted to let you know.
Just want to let you know. Just want to let you know I was married to.
No, don't say that.
Why?
I feel like it's going to get in trouble somehow.
What do I? But people are weird.
Just write, Brianna, have you seen this?
Okay, I'll go, Brianna.
This one's for you.
This one's for you. Okay, that's a good way. Okay, Brianna, this one's for you. All right, but yeah.
Caitlin.
It's not, this one's for you.
Okay, who's Caitlin?
Who is Caitlin? Who?
I'll just spell Caitlin. Is it the C Caitlin or the K Caitlin?
I can't find a Caitlin Fod.
K-A-T-E-L-Y-N. Anyway, the more you go in, and I was having this discussion with someone the other day, the more followers you get on social media, the more you realize how the world's crazy.
Weird. The weirder it gets.
It gets weirder. The more followers you get.
I mean, but how though? You may be running away from another life. That's the reason you came here.
Yeah, and I just started to be real incognito about the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. Rossi should be joining us, hopefully.
Why do you say that?
You never know with the big Ross man. You never know how he feels.
That's also
true. Are we back tomorrow, Ross?
I'm always here.
He's consistently here. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's tonight quiz night?
It is indeed. Oh. I can't wait for that one.
All right, we'll find
out. Love me quiz.
All right, you do not mention it again. You've given it so many mentions on the show. Eddie's up next. We're back tomorrow from 6 a.m. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Keep it on, Virgin. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.